Support for this KQED podcast comes from Stanford's Master of Liberal Arts, a part-time program offering adults the opportunity to earn a graduate degree in interdisciplinary study. Information session October 1st, mla.stanford.edu.
Good morning. This is the California Report. In for Queen Akim, I'm Julie Small. 4 years ago, state lawmakers made significant changes to our criminal justice system, shifting responsibility for thousands of nonviolent, nonsexual, and less serious felons from the state to the counties. People who would have gone to the big house served time in local jails. Opponents of the change feared a deadly crime wave. Now a new report finds violent crime in California dropped to historic lows, while the state prison population declined to levels not seen in a couple decades. Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk reports.
It was sold as a way to keep the public safe while allowing California to comply with a federal court order to ease overcrowding in prisons. 4 years later, Governor Jerry Brown's plan to move nonviolent criminals from state prisons to local jails has led to one crime spike. More cars are being stolen than before the change took effect. But the plan, known as realignment, hasn't made the public less safe overall, says Magnus Lofstrom, who authored a report for the Public Policy Institute of California. There are 18,000 people on the streets that would have been behind bars without realignment, Lofstrom says.
There is arguably then more opportunities for these offenders to commit new crimes, and that will put an upward pressure on recidivism rates. But we haven't seen that.
He says realignment isn't the only big change. Ballot measures that reform the state's three strikes law and reduce some felonies to misdemeanors are also contributing to prison population decline. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
Yesterday, we told you about the difficulties many indigenous language speakers face when trying to find medical interpreters. Well, a law signed by Governor Brown yesterday could make it easier for those patients to find hospitals that tailor to their language needs. The law, authored by L.A. Assemblyman Ed Chow, requires hospitals to post their language assistance policy online, along with services they provide for non-English speakers. No matter what language you speak, if you've ever needed care at an emergency room, it's likely you had to wait, and then wait some more. In ERs throughout California, typical wait times can be hours long. But new pilot programs starting in several cities around Southern California this month are hoping to ease that overcrowding and improve patient satisfaction. KPCC's Stephanie O'Neill has the story.
It's late on a weekday afternoon when firefighters and paramedics from Santa Monica Fire Station No. 1 jump into their rig and roll to a medical emergency several blocks away. As they race through city streets, a call goes out to an ambulance crew to meet the engine company at the downtown location. This particular emergency is a fairly routine one. A 48-year-old woman is complaining of shortness of breath and pain in her chest. Every day in Santa Monica, city fire and paramedic crews roll on about 40 of these 911 calls. In most cases, like this one, patients need follow-up care by emergency room doctors. But for others, it's not necessary. And for them, some experts say, transport to an urgent care clinic is likely to provide quicker access to doctors and a much smaller bill. Baxter Larman is director of UCLA's Center for Pre-Hospital Care.
For minor and non-life-threatening types of problems, they really are a good option for the consumer.
Larman will be testing out that theory in parts of Santa Monica and Glendale. Under the pilot programs he's heading in those cities, paramedics will be allowed to offer some patients a trip to an urgent care clinic instead of only to an ER, as state law requires. The pilots are open to adults with a less serious emergency, such as a head injury without loss of consciousness, a cut with controlled bleeding, or a fall with no chest or abdominal pain. Countywide officials say up to 50,000 911 calls each year might fall into this less serious category. If the patient qualifies, they can opt for urgent care. But if they do, they'll have to sign a consent form. Larman predicts those who choose that option will be pleased with the much shorter wait times.
The average time in emergency departments in California are way beyond acceptable. In fact, the state of California got an F rating by the American College of Emergency Medicine in 2014 with something that's close to like 344 minutes.
That's about 6 hours, which he says brings up another goal the pilot programs hope to accomplish.
We also think that it'll reduce the overburdening of emergency departments in the county of Los Angeles.
Emergency room backlogs affect not just individual patients. They clog up the entire 911 system. Larman says that's because when paramedics take you to an ER, state law requires them to wait with you until a nurse or doctor is available.
We have communities where paramedics are out of service in the emergency department for hours because they cannot unload their patient off their gurney and stick them onto a hospital stretcher.
The pilot project does have critics. Some nurses and emergency room doctors say allowing paramedics to transport patients to urgent care clinics is bad practice. Vicky Bermudez is with the California Nurses Association.
If somebody, once they're in the urgent care setting, has a major problem and requires emergency transport back, and you're talking about delays.
She says paramedics are not qualified to provide the medical assessments called for in the pilot programs. Transporting all patients to hospital ER, she says, is really the only way to ensure patient safety.
When the patient gets to the emergency room, you have a physician with all of the services that are available caring for the patient.
In response to the critics, the pilot program requires participating urgent care clinics to, among other things, have a doctor in-house at all times. Lou Meyer is the state official who's coordinating the pilot programs in several Southern California cities, including Santa Monica, Glendale, Newport Beach, and Huntington Beach.
We think we can actually show come the end of the pilot that this is, in fact, a safe and cost-effective way of providing care.
And that message is considered key to getting buy-in from 911 patients. The paramedic pilot programs are scheduled to last through 2016. For the California Report, I'm Stephanie O'Neill in Los Angeles.
And that's the California Report for Tuesday, September 29th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Julie Small. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California, and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org. Bayer, celebrating 20 years of bringing diversity to science education through its national Making Science Make Sense program. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.